Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a mom of three kids, ages 2, 5, and 7, and I live in Southern California.
And I'm Megan. I am the mom of 5 kids, ages 6 through 17, and I live in Michigan. This is the Mom Hour, part of the Life Listened Network.
Hey, Sarah and Megan, this is Christine Coe from the Edit Your Life podcast, and I just wanted to congratulate you on 50 episodes. That is so major. And just to say that professionally, you guys are such an inspiration to me on the podcasting and internet fronts. You guys are awesome. And personally, I just love you guys. So congrats. I am so proud of you, and I can't wait to see what comes next.
Hi, Megan and Sarah. This is Kyla in Adelaide, Australia. I have 2 boys, aged 17 and 4. I love listening to the Mum Hour as it feels like a cozy chat with girlfriends. I'm always guaranteed a laugh, an aha, and a great tip or two for handling mum life better. Congratulations on 50 episodes, and I look forward to many more.
Hi, Sarah and Megan. My name is Stephanie, and I am the mother of a 2-year-old and a little one on the way. I'm a working mom, so I get to listen to your podcast usually when I'm cleaning toilets, which oddly has become my me time for the week, which is great. I started listening to your podcast from episode 2, so I am a longtime listener and have not missed an episode. I absolutely love your advice, especially as a new mom treading the new waters, and hope you have so many episodes left in your system. Thanks so much for all you do, and I can't wait to hear more.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to a very special 50th episode of The Mom Hour. Woo-hoo! I am Sarah Powers, and for the 50th time in about a year, I am sitting down with my good friend Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah. This is exciting.
It's like a party.
I know.
Except it's like a normal day.
Except it's like a 3:30 on a Monday afternoon, so it is not really anything like a party. But for this little time that we have together, it is.
So today we're just going to kind of pause and kind of reflect back on the first year of our show and like laugh about some funny things and share some of our favorite episodes and kind of do a look back, and then we're going to do a look forward. We're going to tell you guys what's coming up and some of our goals and hopes for the podcast as we go into our second year and our second 50, our next 50 shows. And we threw out a call for you guys to call in, and we got some really great messages, right, Megan?
Oh, we sure did. So I want to thank everyone. These are the ones that we've gotten so far. We're going to include as many as possible in the actual show at the end. But I want to call out the people that we've heard from so far by name and give them a big old thank you. So thank you to Dana. Thank you to Jess, Allison, Kyla, Jessica, Christine, Lindsay, Amy, Sarah, Dawn, and Stephanie. And if you call in after 3:30 on Monday, then I'm sorry, I didn't say your name, but we'll still include you if we can in the final episodes or in the episode.
This was really fun. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, we opened up through a little program called SpeakPipe, lets you leave us a voicemail. And if you listen all the way to the end of today's show, we're going to play those voicemails that we got from those wonderful people that you just mentioned, Megan. But I'm also excited about using this same feature for future shows.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to call in a question, of course, we love getting your questions by email and Facebook, but it is like being a guest on a radio show, kind
of. It
is. And I tried to make it clear every time we promoted, but you can erase and preview and re-record your message. So if you have total like voicemail stage fright, like you get that awkward, like, oh, that's not what I meant to say. You can just do a redo over and over again. So it's a really fun way to interact with us. And I plan on using it as a way to take listener questions in the future. So
yes, absolutely. It is very fun and
it's
very
been
easy.
Very fun. So before we get going, it's been a while, Megan, since we like recorded a normal episode. Episode 49, if you guys listened, was a very interactive and crazy extravaganza of we had multiple other podcasters on our show and we recorded
in
live.
In our bed.
In bed.
Yes.
And apologies to those who noticed that the sound quality was not up to par in episode 49. We made as many fixes as we could, but part of that was we were podcasting in a bed.
And it was like a very last minute idea too,
yeah.
Because we were going to just have Sarah and I podcast in bed. We'd have more control that way. But at the last minute we decided to invite like six other people or five other people into our bed. So
yes.
It ended up being just a little more disorganized, but
I
super
think what
fun.
We gained, yeah. What we lost in a little sound quality, we definitely gained in a really great episode. So if you haven't listened to that, it was really fun. But because of the event we attended a couple weeks ago, we haven't like had our normal recording in a while. So I'm going to ask you, what is going on in your house this week? Let's do our normal segment.
Sure. Well, I've mentioned a couple of times that I am performing in a musical right now. It opened over the weekend. It's called Next to Normal, and it is a fantastic rock musical that deals with some pretty heavy topics.
And when you say you're performing, I mean, I would like you to say you are starring.
I'm not going to say I'm starring.
I'm going to say you're starring.
Okay, thank you.
It's a small ensemble cast, right?
And it's ensemble cast, and I guess, I'm the lead, yeah.
Yes.
So I play the mother character, and she's dealing with bipolar disorder, and there's just kind of like about family dynamics inside a house when things aren't normal. I mean, it's just I think that you don't have to really deal with mental illness to really identify with the show. And it's so funny, over the weekend my husband came to see it on Saturday with a bunch of our friends, and they all just like cried the entire time. And then my kids came and saw it, three of them. Not it's a little too adult for the younger ones, but Jacob, Isaac, and Will, who's 12, saw it, and they all said they teared up and just loved it. So yeah, that actually made me really happy and kind of proud to show that off to them.
It was really cool.
But as you can hear, my voice is completely smoked because I've been singing my face off for the last 10 days, and I'm very happy. There's two more weekends, but I have a break now for 4 days.
Yes.
So much needed.
After we record, you will want a talking freeze.
Exactly.
Well, you guys should go check out Megan's Instagram, because you kind of like live Instagrammed the beginning of opening night.
Yeah, opening night.
I was really following along from
I think there's only like four or five pictures, but one was me getting there, and you know, one was getting mic'd and makeup, you know, in the dressing room, and then backstage jitters, and
I love it.
And then
it's so cool.
And then curtain. So
anything else going on for you? You traveled. Jacob went to prom. I saw.
Jacob went to prom. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have to share this story too.
Yeah, please.
He told me like 2 weeks ahead of time that he was going to go to prom, which is not usually you have more time than that. but he said he was going, and then he wasn't going to go. And so he was going to go, and he wasn't going to go. Finally, I said, you have to tell me if you're going or not, because we're running out of time. Like, you need to have stuff set up. So he, was convinced he wasn't going to go until like the day before at 3:30. And I was out of town. I was in Chicago, seeing a client, and I was like, I'm not going to get back in time to take you to the tuck shop. We have no time. We're out of time. So he was like, oh, I'll just wear my church clothes. And I said, that's not how prom works. You really got to try a little harder than that. So when I got home, I went to the tuck shop, and I said, my son is going to prom in an hour. What can you do for me? So he did have like nice dress pants, and we ended up, I ended up renting a shirt, a bow tie, and a vest. And I think that's maybe it.
I saw a picture. We can share a picture.
Well, most of the boys take their jackets off anyway, so I figured, you know, that part seemed kind of unnecessary. So it actually, he looked great.
Yes, he did.
And it happened that we had a friend in town who has a really nice car, so Jacob got to pose for pictures in front of his Audi.
Nice. But not then, actually take the car.
No, he rode in his friend's like beige 1997 minivan, but it was really cute. We have pictures of him and his friend. He didn't take a date. He just went stag. So we had a good time. I was happy I was able to kind of ninja pull it together at the last minute, even while still trying to teach the lesson that this is not how we do things.
Right.
You know,
right. Sometimes you get lucky.
Exactly.
With the last minute tucks. Sometimes
yeah,
you don't.
Exactly. So,
that's really fun. Are you guys home for a while now? I know you've been traveling.
Yes. This month I'm not going anywhere. I'm very happy to just be, I mean, that's not true. I'll be going to Chicago every now and then to see clients, but I won't be gone on weekends. I won't be going traveling anywhere. So very happy to kind of get back to normal, or next to normal. Yeah.
Yes.
So how about you? What's going on in your house?
Yeah. Yesterday was Mother's Day, which is a really good day. I feel like as my kids get older, I can actually cash in on those promises to relax a little bit. Like, it just seems like that's what you should get. But then you look at your husband like trying to juggle three little kids, and you're like, well, this is dumb. I'm not going to sit on the couch and let everything fall to pieces around me. And my husband, by the way, is super capable and willing to, he's great at handling all three, but it just doesn't make sense to like, it just doesn't make sense when your kids need that much hands-on parenting. And I feel like we are turning a corner to where I did not feel bad. I got a massage.
Nice.
I went with a couple of my girlfriends and sat in the jacuzzi at our gym. And it was like, Brian was fine. It wasn't like, okay, bracing myself, you're leaving, you know? So again, as we say so often, it gets so much easier for those kinds of things.
It really does. Yeah, you're right. There's a time when it just doesn't make any sense to check out because the work you have to do.
Yeah.
And check back in.
Yeah. Unless you're doing something, I mean, just fabulous that you really want to do, but just to relax and then put your co-parent or your kids in that kind of a situation just for putting your feet up for a couple hours. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yes, I had a great Mother's Day. What else is going on? I'm going to be doing a little bit more local writing and covering some local things, which is something I wanted to get back into. Yeah. So I made a new writer friend who writes for some local Orange County lifestyle publications, and she made an editor introduction. So yeah, there's so much to do for kids and families in Southern California. I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we have Disneyland and beaches. And
yes, I've noticed.
I'll stop there. But you know, I used to do a lot of local writing in Arizona, and when I moved here, I just didn't make those connections and didn't really miss it, quite honestly, at first. But as my kids get older and our family is really out doing these things, I sometimes think, you know, I should be writing about this, or I should be able to sort of contribute in those ways. So I was really happy to make this connection. And I think I am going to be at least have a chance to get involved with some things locally, you know, write for some parenting geared publications locally. So that's kind of fun. I will let you guys know when
that happens. I cannot wait.
Yeah. So let's look back, Megan. Let's go down memory lane. This podcast is over a year old. I think we were a year mid-April. So we're like a year and a month, and obviously 50 episodes. Yeah, so I think when we got started, we meant to do every other week, and it was just so much fun that we decided to do it every week and we didn't look back. So I'm really glad that we did.
I know, me too. It's made it, first of all, it made us more consistent, which was something we wanted to do, but we had so much fun just having this little, at least I can only speak for myself, but I had so much fun just knowing I had this to look forward to. We always, we usually record on Fridays, except for life when life gets weird, like it did this week.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk to you on Friday because I had no voice left.
You had no voice. I was like, do not call me. Do not
speak. So we shifted things around, and now you've got a baby sleeping in the, or a baby, a toddler sleeping in the house, and who knows what'll happen in the next 20 minutes or whatever. But it was also just so nice to be able to catch up with you every week. I felt like it gave the show a lot more momentum.
It did. It did. And I think we got some great feedback right away that kind of helped keep us going. But it was originally. And there's a couple podcasts I listen to that publish every other week. And I do get like kind of, I'm like,
you're
I just
anxious
wish it
about
was a
it.
Little, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, you've said this about podcasting to our fellow podcasters that I think as long as it's consistent, it's helpful for listeners. But
And I think it's easier to be consistent when you're weekly, personally.
Yeah, that's true.
Every other week is just too easy to be like, well, I mean, maybe we could do every third, you know, let's skip this week. And every week is just like a schedule I can stick to. So,
Well, I went back into the statistics that we have on the downloads, and I was very curious what our most popular shows are. And I don't know that you've looked at this list that I pulled, but I'm going to just kind of throw them out there. So our top five most popular episodes by downloads are episode number one, where we talked about what happens when you have a meltdown. Now, part of that is because sometimes people start at the beginning of a podcast, probably. So maybe that more represents that people listened and then checked out and didn't
and stopped didn't listening. Listen to the- so maybe that's a really bad thing, but
But it's funny, I have not gone back and listened to episode one, but it's a great topic. We talked about how to handle it when you lose your you-know-what in front of your kids. So that was really fun. But the rest are not like episodes one, two, three, four, and five. So it's not just our... not just our first five or our top five. Another really popular one is when we talked about having a healthy media diet. So
we get a lot of feedback on that one too.
Yes, we get a lot of feedback, and people continue to tell us that that was one of their favorites. So we talked about not just scaling back on social media use, but also introducing media that you really love into your life, like reading again, if you've gotten out of the habit of reading, or listening to really good music, finding new music to listen to. So I feel like I could go back and listen to that, because that's one of those where like you need your own advice sometimes when you get in a rut. So another popular one is Routines for a Happy Mom Life. I almost feel like that could be like an annual one, because don't you feel like we all need a reset on our routines sometimes?
And wasn't that a right around the New Year's? Was that when we did that one?
I think it was before. I think it was like late fall.
Oh, so like more school.
Yeah.
School time.
Yeah. And we talked about like what time we get up in the morning and how we integrate exercise into our days and how your work at home life, like when your work, you know, when you work the most and when you're, but I do feel like that one is like that topic never gets old.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. Episode 7 is probably one of my favorite shows that we've done. And that is, are you done having babies, or how do you know when you're done having babies?
That was one of my favorites. Didn't we both get really choked up during that one too? Was that the one?
No, the one that's happened a few times was the one about our kids becoming adults.
Oh, right.
Where Jacob had a little cameo at the end. Yes. You recorded him
when he
turned 18. Yeah, that was the one where we both were quite
emotional
at the end. And then the fifth most popular show is episode 35 about stuff, junk, and things. And that one was a really fun one. That was where we took on the KonMari method.
Yes.
Which actually was not the plan. It just happened that topic was kind of blowing up. It actually came from a listener question about how to organize all the CRAP in your home when you've got little kids around.
Right.
But it happened to be when the Marie Kondo book was kind of taking everyone by storm. So we kind of responded to that trend and then gave our own thoughts on.
Can I tell you that I literally just put together that it's called the KonMari method because her name is Marie Kondo? Oh. Like just now?
Welcome. Welcome, Megan.
It just sounds so official, and she just made it up.
Yeah, it's your name. Okay. You could be the Fran Maggie.
The Fran Maggie method. Okay. Oh, man, I am not always super quick on the uptake, I will tell you. Anyway, go on.
Well, as we discussed, we are not we're not anti-KonMari. We just had some things to say about how those concepts work in real life with small children.
Exactly.
But I kind of want to hear from you on episodes or topics that you remember really liking, or shows that stick out in your mind over the last year. I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot. Well, there's just so many. I really loved you got to go first, because I got to think about this for a second. Okay. Otherwise, I'm just going to start rambling and talking about a whole bunch of them, and then, you know. Okay.
I will allow you to collect your thoughts.
Thanks.
One of my favorite shows we've done is where we declared that we hate fun.
Oh, and yeah, we hate fun. Yeah.
We didn't mean to do that.
You stole that one from me. I was going to mention that.
Well, it could be a both.
Yeah.
But what's funny is we didn't mean to do that. It was based around an essay you'd written about how you hate the swings, and that's okay. Like, not, you don't have to love everything that you do with your kids. But it really ended up being called We Hate Fun. And it was mostly about all the things that moms are supposed to love doing that we end up hating.
Yes.
But I really think it kind of launched an ongoing theme, especially with me. I have to say, I think I hate fun more than you do.
You do.
So I've worn that hat.
I have a lot of fun with how much you hate fun.
It is true. It is true.
Although I will tell you, there was a parade in town over the weekend and I did not go.
Yes.
I pawned all my kids off on people who enjoy fun. Or enjoy parades. I hate parades.
Yeah, no, parades are like at the top of fun things. But going back to the idea that my kids are getting older, I have gone to things or done things, even since we recorded that episode probably like 9 or 10 months ago, where I've thought I would never have wanted to do this a year ago. And part of it is just because, like we were saying, things get easier. So I may start to like small bits of fun again. But that was a really, if you're looking to go back in the archives and you haven't been with us the whole time, that's episode 10. And I don't know why that just sticks out of my head as a favorite. So
all right, now let me throw one out, otherwise you'll just get all the good ones. I really loved the one we did when we talked about siblings liking each other. I don't know what episode number that was, but
it was in the winter. It's called Raising Siblings Who Like Each Other. And that is a really good one. And that's, came from a listener question.
And I want to say, I thought that one kind of got me a little choked up too.
Yeah,
maybe not as much as the other one, but I also really liked all the holiday ones, and that's a whole bunch. But I love the Christmas holiday. And we talked about moms enjoying the holidays. We talked about our favorite TV and movies and music, and we also did that special where we recorded posts.
Yes.
And that was really fun. Yes. Like, we read our favorite essays or posts that we'd written, and we did 5 of them, and people actually listened. We were surprised by that.
Yeah.
So I think we should do that again sometime.
That was really fun. Yeah. So I'm just looking at it now. Raising Siblings Who Like Each Other is episode 29. And coincidentally, that goes right into several holiday episodes.
Oh, good.
So we must have done that one kind of right before December. And one of I will say that the episode we did about great gifts for moms, meaning like what people should get us for the holidays, that purposely goes for any time of year. So that's another good one. If you have a birthday coming up, we just passed Mother's Day, but I know it always happens to me where it's like, what do you want? I'm like, oh, nothing. I don't know. And then like I go to, you know, I end up in a mall for some reason. I'm like, oh, I really want that. You know,
right.
I just forgot. So that was another fun one. You know what I've really liked is our 2-part series. We outed ourselves the last time we did this, that when we need to record back to back, in other words, record 2 shows in the same recording session, that's when we record 2-part series, because for our brains, it's easier to just wrap a show, take a water break, and then continue on the same topic. But I think it's really let us go deeper into a couple topics. Yeah, so those have been really fun for me. And we did on free range parenting. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. So that was episodes 12 and 13. And then we did the traveling spouses, traveling selves, like how to handle it when your spouse travels and then you. That was 36 and 37. And then we just finished doing style and beauty in a 2-part series.
And did you mention the one about things we freaked out about?
Oh, that's another one of my favorites.
Or things we shouldn't have freaked out about. Toddlers and babies, right?
Yes. And so those were recorded like not at the same time.
Right.
That's why. But yeah, things we should not have freaked out about as new moms. And then we did a follow-up as toddlers. Yeah, those were really fun too. But what this is bringing up for me is that we get so many of our ideas from good listener questions. And sometimes I feel bad. Somebody will have a topic idea and it kind of goes on a list and we don't always get to that specific topic for months, maybe. But just so you guys know, those are helping us all the time, you know, think of new things to talk about and tap into what our listeners are wanting to hear about. So a lot of those topics that we just talked about came from listener questions, I think.
So thank you, and keep sending them, please.
Thank you. You can always email us at hello@themomhour.com and we get a mom. So that kind of takes me to the next thing I was going to talk about, which is what do we love about this? What's been some of your favorite parts? And you can extend that to podcasting in general, because you have a network of shows and have been doing this a lot. But what do you still like wake up in the morning and love about podcasting? What's really fun for you?
Well, you know, we just spent time, we were at the Mom 2.0 Summit together, and I spoke about podcasting with Kristen Chase of Cool Mom Picks and Jane Maynard of This Week for Dinner. And we, all three of us during the sessions, kept talking about how it feels like old style blogging, where people are actually engaging with us. And I have to say, you know, blogging started to kind of lose its luster for me in the, I don't know, last 3 or 4 years I was doing it, because people, all the conversation went to Facebook. And I feel like it just got there was just so much content out there, blog content, that people weren't really spending a lot of time with any one piece. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like people were just going, you know, going on Pinterest and seeing a recipe and getting the recipe and then getting off.
And maybe a little less connection to the writer, blogger.
A lot, yes.
Like a less personal
tie. It was less personal, for sure.
Felt like it, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like podcasting, people are excited about it. And the people who are listening are really engaged and really loyal and really excited to hear more. It's just, I love it. It's just reminding me kind of what that felt like to get, even though we don't have a comment section that's like blowing up the way blogs were, you know, 5 years ago. We're hearing from you a lot via email, and I love email
and Facebook. And I think if you combine the Facebook comments, the comments on the blog post and the emails, there's an engaged. Similar.
Yes, very engaged.
All the people, I know I'm not always the most vocal, so I will listen or read something and comment in my head.
Yeah.
and just not make it to the computer to respond. And so I think there are those people too. So I do think there's a very engaged.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's, you know, people keep referring to us like they're friends. And I feel like, or people that they're having coffee with. And I just think there's a way for us to reach people in a much more intimate way with the podcast than was even possible in writing. And that was kind of surprising for me because I've always thought of myself as a writer first.
Yeah.
It turns out I'm just a conversationalist first. Yeah. I just like to talk. Well, I could do that in writing or in verbally, you know?
Exactly. And one of the things actually I like about podcasting that I think is harder for me as a writer is that we don't edit. I mean, unless we have a technical problem, we don't.
What you hear is what we're saying.
80% of our shows probably have almost no editing for
almost none. John puts the music on at the beginning, at the end, he checks the sound levels, but nothing comes out. I mean, the only times we've ever clipped it, we've never taken out an opinion that we wish we would have stated better. We've never taken anything out like that. The only thing we've ever changed is like a dog barking or a baby crying or, you know.
And sneezing. We just leave
it. Sneezing. Yeah. This is if what you hear is what you get. And that was really hard for me to let go that way as a writer.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I can't. As a writer, I edit, I polish, I make it pretty. And that's great. And there's definitely room for great prose. But I think what's nice about podcasting is we're just super real. This is us.
And I think in the realm of parenting advice, I mean, I have near crippling awareness of how many different styles there are. So when you put something out there in writing, I mean, I just brace myself for the comments or not even just the nasty troll comments, but also just being misunderstood or being kind of misapplied or misinterpreted. And so I always feel like with an essay or a blog post, it takes up a lot of my mental and emotional energy to make sure I put something out that is not judgmental and respectful, but also, you know, reflects what I'm trying to say. And I think in podcasting, we just don't have time to, we just say it. So,
and I think that it's so evident via everything else, our tone, the way we talk to each other. I mean, I think it's just we're able to get across so much more in a podcast than you ever could, like in an essay.
Yes. And people can disagree with us and probably do, but it's just a little bit more of it's a conversation instead of like being black and white on the screen where then there's dissenting comments and then there's it can get ugly. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So I do. I find that when you're used to writing, this is freeing in a way because if you do say something that comes across wrong, it's kind of gone into the ether. If someone wants to come find us and really argue about it, great. But that hasn't really happened yet.
Well, and they'd have to. I mean, the other thing is, it's not a one for one match. So like, if I write something, someone is going to maybe criticize me in a written medium. But if I record something, unless they record their own podcast disagree with me, then it just kind of doesn't go anywhere, you know? It's just different. Yeah. I agree. It's a lot of fun and it's a lot of fun and it's really, it has allowed me to relax a lot. Another thing I think is funny is our personalities are coming across so much better. I think when, you know, it's funny, I got nominated a few years ago, like, I mean, now it's probably been 6 or 7 years for funniest Twitter mom, like funniest mom on Twitter.
In
the top 50 of Babbel, whatever. And they wanted me to go to my blog and pull something funny out from my blog, not from my Twitter, to like a funny quote to include in my bio. And I went on at that time it was the happiest mom. There was nothing funny. I didn't have one funny thing. I mean, I couldn't find any. I mean, there were always like little bits of humor, but it was so earnest. And I remember even my sister-in-law said to me one time, she's like, you're really funny and your blog isn't funny. People don't know that about you. And I said, well, it's just not the place for it. And that's fine. It wasn't a humor blog. And that was fine. And I didn't feel bad about that. But it's just kind of funny now that we get to have funny that our whole personalities can kind of be embraced while still kind of being ourselves and getting across the same points.
Yeah, agreed.
So
There's it's just a completely different medium, obviously.
Obviously.
But it does allow for that authentic voice.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about, do you have anything else to be reflective on before we talk about what's next for this show?
I'm done reflecting.
No, we're done. We're done with that. No more looking back. Okay. So I'm excited to tell our listeners some of the things we are going to cook up in the next year. And I also think that declaring them out loud will maybe light a little fire to have us actually make them happen. So if you're listening to this and we're not delivering on some of these things, you guys can come after us and be like, hey, you said you were going to do this. So the first thing we know we're going to do is start having interview episodes. So we've decided to try to do 1 to 2 interview shows per month in addition to our weekly conversational chats, right? I believe that's the plan.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So
it's an ambitious plan.
What's that? Well,
it's an ambitious plan, but when I feel we can probably do.
That's true. But I think the key is that we're not going to replace our usual banter with an outside interview, partly because, like we talked about, we like the weekly consistency and we never run out of things to chat about. But there are lots of reasons to bring on other voices on the show. Sometimes we're just not qualified or interested in devoting a whole show to a topic, that sometimes there's a really interesting voice who can. And there's also just a bunch of really great people that we would love to have on the show. So they're going to be bonus episodes. So they'll air once a month, maybe twice a month if we can. And I actually interviewed Asha Dornfest, author of Parent Hacks, already. And so that first bonus interview will come out hopefully in the next week or so.
Yeah, that's
you're listening
hoping.
To this yeah. when it comes out. So by mid-May. And I'm excited about that. You've obviously done a lot more interviews, Megan, because you've been podcasting longer. And with your journalism background and stuff, your magazine writing. But I loved interviewing Asha, and I'm really excited to do more of that kind of podcasting. So
me too. That's all I have to say about that. Yay.
Yay. So what else? How else do you see the show kind of evolving as we go into year two?
Well, I think, we've had some internal discussions about in our board meetings, right? Which were you, me, and John sitting around yakking
or me texting you on the
train. Or you texting me. I think, one thing that's just a reality that we have had to face is that this is really, really fun, but we want to be able to make this something that we can sustain. And there are costs involved, and there's time cost involved. And so we've had sponsors on in the past, and they've been great. And every sponsored episode we've done, I felt fantastic about. And I felt like we still delivered a great show that's interesting and not, an hour long infomercial.
Right. Exactly.
I think now we're just going to get more organized about it. So I think you can expect to hear from sponsors more. I think that's going to be a good thing for everybody. I think it's going to allow us to make the show even better, maybe even more frequent. Because every time we divert time to this, we're taking time away from something else. So, that's something that I think is definitely going to happen. And we've already got some people we're talking to that are great brands that we're really excited to work with. Just like we were with The Happiest Home, we're never going to become an ad machine. That's just not our style. So we want to make sure that we have all the content we do. All the sponsored content we do are going to be brands we believe in, and the content's going to be genuinely interesting, entertaining, helpful, hopefully all of the above.
Yeah.
So that's one change coming up, I guess. Yeah. Not even really a change, just more like more of the same.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, podcasting sponsorship is something, if you've been listening to podcasts since the beginning, people listening to podcasts and radio shows are used to hearing from brands. And I think what we can do is really make sure that the brands we're working with and the stories we're telling are right in line with what our listeners want. So that's what you guys can expect. And we want the show to be successful so we can keep doing it for a long time.
Absolutely.
So I have some topics that I want to do in the next several episodes that we can tease people with a little bit. Soon, I don't know if it's going to be next week or in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk about getting organized for summer. I found a post that I had written probably 2 or 3 years ago when I had come up for air after having a third baby and actually kind of wanted to be a little bit more organized about the summer, and just has some good tips, I think, about not that you have to have a summer schedule every day or have anything like pre-programmed, because that's not really my style, but like just the way you nest before a baby or you get ready for back to school, like get some things about the home and the routines to get ready for a pleasant and organized summer. So we're going to do that in a couple weeks. I also want to talk about travel and traveling with kids because we've gotten that topic request a lot.
Yep.
And we haven't devoted a whole show to it. So obviously with summer coming up, I think that one will be a fun one. And then we have said forever that we're going to do a show about personality types where we're going to do our Myers-Briggs and our Enneagram
yes.
tests.
Oh,
you and
let's
me.
Do that soon.
And then compare, yes, reveal.
The reveal.
And just talk about personality tests in general and understanding your own personality and also parenting, especially you, because you have these like adult and nearly adult people parenting different personality types that are different
yes,
from yours.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's a yeah. really good one. And then I'd also, the other one I wrote down is I would love to do a part two where we take listener questions. So when we did that episode, we had four listener questions that were awesome, but they weren't, none of them was enough to like devote a whole episode to.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really fun because it let us kind of give some off the cuff advice on these different topics that people had written in with without needing to contextualize an entire hour long
yes,
show
absolutely.
Around it. So I think we gave good advice actually because
think,
of
yeah.
that, because we didn't have to commit that this is like our whole topic and we needed to cover the whole thing.
Right.
It was just like somebody asking you for advice at the playground and yeah. we told them what we thought. And that was really fun. So we always have enough incoming topics that I'd like to do that again too.
I think we could do that regularly. Honestly.
Yeah. It's like a column, like a deer.
Yeah.
Deer.
Yes. I mean, if people keep sending them in, hint, hint.
Yes.
We can definitely, I feel like we could pull a few and do that. I mean, maybe not monthly, but pretty often.
Yeah. Agreed. And I almost think sometimes when we devote a whole show, it puts the pressure on us to be thorough. And when we, instead, yeah. when we tackled four topics, we were just quick and dirty about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I know one thing I'd like to do coming up is we're going to record a new show intro where we say, what do we say now? We're like, hi, I'm Sarah. First of all, our kids' ages are now aged out.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Out of date. so you guys will just probably notice some spring cleaning, some brushing up around. Yeah, new
We're going to get totes profesh here, you guys.
Yeah, totes profesh.
Brace yourselves.
and that brings up that if you're a listener who listens through your podcast app or your Stitcher or your Pocket Cast and you don't usually head over to the website, it's always good to check in at themomhour.com every once in a while. We're trying to keep that website really useful. We're always linking to stuff we talk about in the show notes. You can sign up for our email list while you're there. All the
you can
links
see all
to
of our social feeds.
Social media.
Fine,
yeah. So if you're purely listening, I would encourage you to go find us somewhere else, whether that's on the website or on your favorite social media network, because it just kind of adds one more layer of connection and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, totally.
And this is something that's going to change in the next few months, and that is that Violet will start preschool in August, which
Whoa.
Will mean we will no longer have to schedule around naps and or my once a week sitter. I was thinking about that when we were rescheduling this recording session. I was like, we are not long until the time where we won't have to do that anymore.
Yes. Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Things are changing, huh?
Yep.
All good stuff.
So yeah, I mean, that's kind of all I got for today, but I do want to just close on podcasting in general, which we've touched on, and how much listener support helps our show and helps podcasting in general. I feel like podcasting's about to blow up. It is going to blow up. So if you're listening to this, we're preaching to the choir, obviously.
You're already ahead.
But one thing I would, if you're truly a fan and love us, one thing I would encourage you to do is if podcasts come up in casual conversation with your mom friends or your work colleagues, take the time to educate people who are curious about how easy it is to listen to podcasts. I mean, one thing that podcasters have a hard time with, I think, is the perceived technological difficulty of it. Does that make sense? So like people are like, oh yeah, I keep hearing about podcasts, but I don't really know how to get one. So if you're one of the ones in the know, help your friends. I mean, let them know, not just about our show, but like how awesome it is to listen to podcasts. Cause I do think that podcasting is the next big thing.
It's the next big thing. And there are people are really excited about, but then there's also this other, and honestly, if I weren't podcasting, I would be one of the confused people because I just don't learn how to use stuff very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And just like how to listen to them. I mean, really.
Yeah.
It's easy, but unless you're the kind of person who's always checking out new apps and stuff, and I'm not that person, that your friends might just not know. So
yeah,
and it's not always easy to find good ones either. That's the other thing I think is confusing about like iTunes. Right. When you search, a bunch of old stuff comes up. What comes up in their top is not even usually current. So it really helps to spread the word.
Yeah, just grab your friend's phone and show them how easy it is to get a podcast app and listen to some shows. I feel like when I meet another person who listens to podcasts, it's like being in a club. You know, you're like, and obviously, as we close the show, you guys are going to hear from each other, the listeners who called in and left us awesome voicemails. But I hope listeners feel like there is a community out there, not just that they're listening to us, but that other moms are listening to the same stuff. And if that makes the world feel a little smaller, then we've done our job. So I don't know. Do you have any wise words to wrap us up, Megan?
Oh, wise words. That's a lot of pressure. I mean, just keep, we're so grateful that everyone's listened so far and we just want everyone to keep listening. And we're, please give us feedback because we don't know if we're doing what you want us to do, unless, you know, we hear from you. And sometimes download numbers don't tell the whole story. So,
we'd
way rather have a show that our, you know, 50 most loyal listeners love to death than one that maybe a whole, you know, 10 times that listen to casually. Like that's what I'm going for anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So really, much like blogging once felt like a community, I think there is, it's a different medium, but I think there's like really an opportunity here to make podcasting feel, have that community feeling as well. And a lot of that is rising, you know, the tide's rising all the boats, meaning supporting other podcasters and also just getting more people to listen.
Yeah.
So...
awesome. Well, enjoy everybody. Enjoy these wonderful messages that made our days over the last few days.
Yes.
And we will be back with fresh topics and more fun stuff starting with episode 51 next week.
Sounds
thanks, everybody.
Good. Thanks so much.
Hi, Megan and Sarah. This is Sarah from Bluegrass Redhead and the Pantsuit Politics podcast. And I just wanted to say great job on 50 episodes. I've learned so much from the Mom Hour and just sort of always felt like I'm chatting it up with my friends, which is always a great experience. So congratulations. Best of luck on the next 50.
Hi, Megan and Sarah. My name is Dawn. I live in South Carolina and my children are almost 5 and almost 3. I started listening to you guys as a rollover from the Home Hour, which I loved, and I love you guys too. Bravo on reaching 50 episodes. That's incredible. My topic request would be actually how you guys handle teaching your children about money. I would love to hear your tips and tricks. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
Hi, Megan and Sarah. This is Lindsay. I wanted to congratulate you on your 50th episode of the Mom Hour. And thank you for keeping me company when I'm cleaning my house or on the way home from work at 11 o'clock at night. Your podcasts are something I look forward to and I save for when I really, really need something fun to listen to. And I love to hear from you. Thanks.
Megan and Sarah, happy 50th episode of the Mom Hour. I'm quite sure when you asked for people to call in, you were not expecting the lovely stylings, vocal stylings of Jessica Ashley from Single Mom Nation Radio and the content coaches. But I'm just so excited for you. I want to tell you congratulations. I'm so proud of what you do and the way that you make me laugh and think and feel like I'm in the living room with both of you every single week. I am also thankful that it is Megan who told me I had to start podcasting. And so Single Mom Nation Radio and the content coaches later, I'm proud to be one of your colleagues as well as one of your listeners and friends. So enjoy, celebrate. Here's to like 5,000 more.
Hi, Megan and Sarah. This is Amy from North Carolina. I've been listening since the beginning and eagerly anticipate each new podcast download. I'm also a mom of 5, ages 11 down to 1, and I had my first baby when I was 20. So it's especially encouraging to me to hear Megan speak from just a few years ahead of me in a similar experience. I actually don't know anyone else in a similar situation to me, for that matter. Even when we may all three do things differently or approach our lives from differing perspectives, your podcasts remain down to earth, authentic, and very non-judgy mom. Each family is different, and that's okay. Congrats on your milestone, and I can't wait to hear your next 50 episodes.
Happy Mother's Day, and congrats on 50 episodes, Sarah and Megan. This is Allison in Chicago, and I want to thank you for filling each week with your wit, empathy, and experience. You are a critical part of my commute and sanity each week. I'm also loving the recent episodes about mom style and beauty. Keep them coming, please. Here's to 50 more.
Hi, Megan and Sarah. Congratulations on your 50th podcast. This is Jessica O'Donnell. I just wanted to say thank you for the support that your podcast has given me, especially in the last 2 years. My girls are both under three, and we've gone from Arizona to Ireland, back to Arizona, and now we've landed in Oregon to stay. And your podcast has helped me feel grounded and sane, and I think you guys are incredible women. Thank you for the time that you spend putting this together, and thanks for being part of my virtual village along with the amazing women that I've collected as we've traveled throughout the world. Here's to 50 more incredible episodes.
Hi, Megan and Sarah. This is Jen from New Jersey. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I love your show. Mostly because I feel like I'm just like listening in on the mom conversations. As a working mom, I don't always get to have in a cubicle with much older colleagues. And I also love that basically your whole philosophy is don't worry about it, because that's kind of all I have time for, is not worrying about it. So just the validation from people who have children who are older and have already kind of grown up into somewhat responsible teenagers, adults, it makes me feel a little bit better that I'm not messing everything up by just doing the good enough philosophy of parenting. Anyway, you guys are very entertaining, and I love your show, and congratulations.
Hello, Megan and Sarah. This is Dana. I am a longtime listener of the Mom Hour and the other podcasts that you guys have done. I am a stay-at-home mom. I have 2 boys, and what I really love about the podcast is it's an example of 2 moms that have relaxed into motherhood, that it's okay to be the kind of person and the kind of mom you want to be. It's okay to not like fun, not like street fairs, not like volunteering, that it's okay to just be the kind of mom that feels right to you. I would have to say your podcast has been my gateway podcast, that it's the first podcast that I've listened to, and now I listen to a whole bunch, and every single time I hear a podcast that you recommend, I find myself listening to that one too. So keep up the good work, and thank you so much.
Hi ladies, it's Erica
and Kelsey from the Girl Next Door podcast.
Congrats on 50.
Woohoo!
That's huge.
We're so proud of you guys.
We love you guys, and you're some of our favorite podcast sisters. So we are going to send you an actual high five on 50 episodes, because we live next door to each other and we can do things like that.
That's right. Okay.
All right.
Let's make it a good one.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Go. Hope you heard that.